Which direction should one face while sleeping? And how should one's bed in his bedroom be positioned? So while one may say that why would this be a question for Jewish law, what difference does it make? We do find in the Talmud and Poskim a discussion on this matter, mainly with regards to a married couple. Agreed that a single individual, whether a single man or single woman, and of course children, do not have any bylaws regarding what direction they may sleep in and how they may position their beds in their bedroom, and they may do so in whatever direction they feel, a married couple does contain certain restrictions. It all begins with a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, page 5b, in which Rabbi Chama said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak that whoever places his bed between north and south merits to have male children, and his wife will not miscarry. Rashi there explains that the reason behind this is because the Shekhinah is found in the west, and it is not proper for a couple to engage in intimacy while facing east or west, which is where the divine presence is found, or opposite it. This statement of the Gemara, as explained in Rashi, is recorded in the Rambam, in the laws of Beis Abchira, and is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in both chapter 3 and chapter 240 in the Mechaber, and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in the Madura Kama, chapter 3, Halacha 9. There it goes on a discussion of where to face when a person has a bowel movement. It used to be that people didn't always have bathrooms available and they used the field as a bathroom. And the question was asked with regards to which direction is one to face when he has a bowel movement. And there it says that one may not face east or west due to the above reason of the Shekhinah residing there. In continuation of this halacha, the Alter Rebbe states that similarly it's forbidden to sleep facing east or west with one's wife together in bed if there is intent for intimacy, and therefore one must align the bed to face from north to south or vice versa, not east to west. And although that technically this requirement is only at a time of potential intimacy, the Alter Rebbe, the Mechaber, conclude it's proper to be careful in this even when one's wife is not with him in the same bed, meaning that a married couple should always be particular to align their beds from north to south or vice versa versus east to west. The Mechaber and other Achrenim explain that the bed is to be aligned with its head in the north and its end in the south, which means that the couple sleeps with their head to the north and feet to the south. Now, all this is according to Halacha. However, according to Kabbalah, the Zohar, it is the exact opposite, that the beds are specifically to be aligned from east to west and not from north to south. This opinion of the Zohar is recorded in the Magen Avraham and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and so rules Halacha L'maisa, the Arizal and Shara Mitzvahs, the Rameh, the Birka Yosef, who says even Rashi retracted from his ruling in his Sefer Likutei Pardes. So rules the Shev Yaakov. So rules the Kaf HaChayim, that one should follow the Zohar. So is the custom of the Munkacher like the Zohar. However, the Alter Rebbe's ruling is clear. Despite him bringing this opinion, he rules Halacha L'maisa like the Gemara and like Rashi, that it's forbidden to place the bed from east to west. And so likewise rules the Mishnah Berurah, and so is our final ruling for all those who have accepted the rulings of the Alter Rebbe and Mishnah Berurah Halacha L'maisa. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe concludes that if it's not easily feasible to align the beds in a north to south direction or south to north, then there's no prohibition to align it from east to west, as in such a case you can rely on the opinion of the Zohar that we mentioned, which says that even initially that's how it's specifically supposed to be aligned. In such a case we find a dispute amongst the Mekubalim whether the head should be in the east or the head should be in the west. Regarding the reason behind this ruling of the Zohar, the Arizal explains that it corresponds to the directions that Adam HaRishon was created in, from north, from east to west, and likewise corresponds to Adam Kadmon of Atzilus, in which the head is in the east, which corresponds to Das, and the feet is in the west. And the right hand faces the south, which is Chesed, and the left hand faces north, which is Gevurah. Thus, Halacha L'maisa, to summarize. Children and single individuals have absolutely no preference into how they position their beds. And certainly they have no restriction to do so from north to south or east to west and the like. A married couple, is to initially try to position their beds from north to south, with the head in the north and the end of the bed in the south, or at least with the head in the south and the end in the north. And if it's not easily feasible, then they should position it from east to west. Accordingly, if a couple is a guest in a room, they don't have to make sure that the beds are positioned from north to south, as in such a case, is considered not easily feasible to align it properly, being they may not have permission to do so from the host. Another matter that relates to the direction of a bed is regarding if one may sleep with his feet facing the door, which many people believe to be forbidden. So the truth is, as we discussed in length in another lesson on this subject, there is no source in Judaism that we know of, neither in Halacha or Kabbalah, that restricts the sleeping directions of a person that he may not face the door of a room. And it is likewise omitted from here in our sugya in the Shulchan Aruch, which discusses the positions of the bed. No mention of such a matter is made. Practically, this adherence is not binding on all Jewry, and a person who doesn't want to follow it and never received this tradition from his family does not have to abide by it. However, those who grew up being careful in this, Altita Shmitera Simecha, should keep this custom even though it does not have a known source.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.